know whether it's so much a children's talk or an information regarding Muslims. You see, if you get the emails from the church, it tells you to pray for the Muslims during this month because it's the month of Ramadan. And I thought it would be good if I shared a wee bit about what's happening among the Muslim world. And we've got a wee clip and to show, and afterwards I'll ask some questions to the children to see if you can work out what the story was that was being told. But before we do that, I'm going to ask some of the adults, because we often ask the children questions, and we want to see how much the adults know. And the question is, what are the countries that border Bulgaria? Look at that. No one's putting up their hand.
Turkey?
Well, there's a bit of water between Turkey and Bulgaria, isn't there?
Romania.
There's another one.
Hungary.
There's another one.
Greece.
There was Greece, yes, there's another one that you haven't got.
Ghana.
Ukraine.
Ghana. Who's Ghana? I'm reading something wrong.
I'm trying to read my myth in the Bible and it's got a thing down the middle. Sorry.
Ukraine.
Try another one.
Beginning with S? What's that one?
Czech Republic.
Starts with C.
Czech Republic.
Croatia. And video clip is two of our missionaries that are in Turkey have gone across to Bulgaria and they have this outreach. Now, the main lot of people that are Muslims in Bulgaria they're called Romos. Romi? Now, do you know another name for them?
Gypsies.
Gypsies, yes. And so we'll see the clip now. Thanks, Lynn.
Bulgaria. It's not really a country we hear much about these days, is it? With a population of 7 million and shrinking fast, it's tucked away in the far east corner of Europe, bordering countries you probably know more about, countries like Greece and Turkey. But while it is the newest member state of the European Union, Bulgaria also has one of the highest minority populations of Muslims in Europe. Although the majority of Bulgarians are, nominally at least, Orthodox Christians, about 12% of the population is made up of Turkish-speaking Muslims, left over after the collapse of the Ottoman Empire almost a century ago. And of these, a third are a mix of Roma and Mulet, rejected by both mainstream Bulgarians and the more affluent Turkish-speaking Muslim minority. It was to these people that Tucker sent a small team of six to share the gospel with those who have never heard and encourage the many small fellowships amongst these people. In the 90s, there was a major revival amongst these folk. Although many fell away after the waves of miraculous healing slowed, God is still moving, using music, drama, dance, and a variety of different puppets. The Taco team's performance told the story of the creation and fall. And it was strangely appropriate here in the poorest parts of rural Bulgaria. On the one hand, we were surrounded by rolling hills and lush valleys, but on the other, people living under the curse of discrimination and the fruits of poverty, alcoholism, people trafficking, unemployment, and any number of other sicknesses clearly display what happens when people fail to love God and their neighbors. On most days, our local contacts would take us to one of the two villages. We would select a central and hopefully not too uneven place to perform. Following a quick setup, we'd play a couple of Turkish songs to draw a crowd and move straight into the garden show. Usually, a local pastor would summarize the show for us in either Bulgarian or Turkish and challenge the audience with the claims of Christ. We would do a final song, and while some of us would be besieged with children, others would do our best to share the gospel with those who would listen and pray for the many sick people we met. Even in these difficult places, it was so encouraging to see the hope in the lives of those who have embraced Christ. We were struck by the resilience of local pastors who have built churches from shipping containers and filled them with the people singing the hearty praises of God. In fact, one pastor we worked with had a near-death experience the day we met him. While suffering what sounded like a heart attack, he sensed God telling him there was more work to be done, and then warmth returned to his arms and legs. And when we saw God miraculously answer some of our prayers for healing, we would be doubly overwhelmed by others seeking their own touch from God. Please pray for this nation, that God would continue to grow his church amongst the Roma and the Lett, and also that God would send more workers to the other more or less totally unreached Turkish-speaking Muslim minorities in Bulgaria.
That's right. And he pulled his hand away because he got a thorn. That was the cause of part of the curse that God put because what happened? What did who were the two people right at the beginning? Adam and Eve, that's right. It was Adam and Eve. And they disobeyed God and God cursed the earth. Because of it, and drove them out of the garden. And that was why the story of the gardener was, they were telling them. Mm-hmm. Can we sing your song now? Is there a song?
Yep.
I hope you're feeling nice and limber. Lydia's going to come up and lead us.
Kids, come up. Lots of boys here, which is good. It's Father Abraham. So all the kids can come up. We've got some action.
Father Abraham,
seen that picture.
It's on your paper for you.
Okay, we'll pray for the children before they go out this evening. Yes, so Lord, we thank you for each one of the children that are here. We pray for Laura as she leads them now, and we pray that they will understand how much you love them. In Jesus' name. God, we do rejoice in your goodness towards us day by day, and we thank you for placing us in this country where we have total freedom to worship you with no restrictions. And Lord, we come now and we lift up before you those who are in countries that cannot worship you openly and freely for fear of persecution. And Lord, we ask that you would give them the strength to stand firm and know that you are there to strengthen and guide them. We pray for those in Muslim countries where they are persecuted for righteousness' sake. And Lord, we ask that again that you would give them the boldness to stand and have the strength to not to deny you. We pray for their persecutors. We ask, Lord, that you might touch them. Lord, we thank you for the dreams and visions that you're giving many people in the Muslim world. And we ask, Lord, that you would continue and call those who are the persecutors to yourself. Lord, we ask that we would see men like Paul being raised up from out of their ranks to take the gospel to their brothers and sisters in those countries. And again, Lord, we pray for the missionaries that are working amongst them. Lord, we pray for those missionaries that are discouraged at this time. We ask, Lord, that you would give them the encouragement that they need, that they would see you move in mighty ways, and that they would give you all the glory and all the praise. Lord, we pray for those that grew up in this church and, Lord, that are no longer walking with you. And we ask, Lord, that you might not give them up, but that they would come back to you and seek your face again and be restored again to the fellowship. And even those of our families that have gone right through Sunday school and Bible class and have known the Word of God, we pray, Lord, that you would bring portions of it back to their memory and that they would seek you again. Lord, we pray for our government. We thank you, Lord, that again that we have that freedom of religion and that we can worship you, and that our government, we pray for those that are setting the laws, that they might know your guiding hand. We pray, Lord, that you would turn back the legislation that is against you and against your kingdom. And Father, we pray for our local government that they too may make wise decisions and use the money that is there wisely. Father, we pray too for our church. Lord, we ask that you might guide us by your Spirit, that we would walk in such a way that we would bring glory to your name. And again, Lord, we ask that we might be so in love with you that those on the outside would realize why they have been with Jesus, and that they are showing forth your love through their actions. We think of the Gypsy Day parcels that are going out, and again, Lord, we ask for your blessing upon them, that they would bring forth fruit, and that we would see people